Thank you for calling customer support. My name is O. How may I help you?
Your name again, please?
My name is O. How can I help you?
Oh, my name is Donald Powell, and I just got my credit card bill, and I noticed that Premium New, I guess it is, was listed on there. I checked my records, and I find no reference to your company or a purchase or any information. So I thought I better call you and find out what this was for, the charge. And I'm an old man on Social Security, and I'm having trouble making ends meet with my income. So I can't afford or stand charges that I don't intend to make, and I can't find any record or reference to your company in my file. Could you please help me?
Yes, sir. So I definitely understand your call in regards to charges, in which I'll be happy to assist. Can you provide me your zip code, please?
28443-3563.
All right, just a moment. And can you provide me your shipping address, please?
My shipping address is 208 Gold Leaf Drive, Unit 1C, Hampstead, North Carolina, 28443.
Thank you for that information. So I show you placed the order on January the 28th for a space heater. This is a product, improves heat and overall spaces, things of that nature. And with that, you did pay the shipping and handling, which was the $9.97. So within the terms and conditions, it did explain by placing your order that you would also be signing up for our Consumer Gadgets Club, which is basically an online gadget store that you're enrolled into 48 hours after the order has been placed. So with being a member, you do receive a $125 gift card, which is sent via email. You're also billed for that membership as well, priced at $54.97 a month also.
Well, I was charged $54.97, and I don't know what that was for.
Yes, sir. That's what I was just explaining to you, what the charge was for. It's for a membership called Consumer Gadgets Club. In the terms and conditions, it explained you would be enrolled, and that was agreed upon when you placed the order for the space heater.
Could I return the space heater and cancel the membership?
Yes, sir. So I'll go ahead and cancel the membership. That we have a no return policy. So the space heater, you're not paying for it. That's free. The membership is not. So I'm going to go ahead and cancel the account. Allow me just a moment. Thank you for holding. So the account is canceled. That goes in effect immediately. If you have a pen or pencil, I can provide you with the confirmation and let me know when you're ready.
I've got a pencil. I've got a pen in my hand right now. I'm just writing confirmation.
Okay. Yes, sir. And the confirmation is C as in cancel.
Cancel is what now?
C as in cancel.
Oh, okay. C, I got that. Okay.
258.
258.
Correct. Yes, sir. 869.
869.
485.
485.
So I'm going to repeat it for you one more time. That's C258-869-485. As a recap, everything has been canceled, and you have the confirmation regarding that as well.
Now, is anything removed from my credit card, or is that?
In regards to the charge received, the membership charge is valid based on our terms and conditions, but what I can work with you today as far as we're providing a courtesy refund. So what I can do is offer a courtesy refund of 35%. That's going to reflect back to your bank account within an estimated 3 to 5 business days.
Anything at all,
all right,
transfer would be helpful.
So I will go ahead and submit the refund for you. Allow me just a moment. Thank you for patiently holding. So the account has been canceled. You have been refunded for the latest charge, which will reflect within an estimated 3 to 5 business days. And of course, you do have the confirmation regarding those transactions submitted today as well.
Could I thank you from the bottom of my heart? You've been very, very helpful and polite, and I thank you.
Yes, sir. You are most definitely welcome. And if there is any other questions or concerns today, we would like to thank you for calling customer support, and you have a great day.
You as well, and I thank you again.
Thank you. You take care. Bye. Mm-hmm.